This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And as I keep saying, you better do all you can to support InfoWars because they're robbing us of our freedom in a country near you. Yeah, it's one place after another. Hey, how about this in today's toilet paper record, the New York Times? New York faces lasting economic toll. Well, this is yesterday. Even as pandemic passes. Oh, the pandemic passes? Or did you get a pandemic pass? This is a lot of crap. It's not that the pandemic passed. It's that the low-life pieces of scum, politicians, politics that suck all the blood out of us and suck the joy out of our life, locked down the place. Got it? As pandemic pauses. And then this little crappy, arrogant boy, the daddy's boy, Andy Cuomo, born on third base and thought he had a home run. Governor Cuomo. Governor, calling this clown governor, that's profanity. Calling this piece of scum a lying SOB who took sick people out of hospitals and putting them into nursing homes so they could spread the virus. When he declares,
you could take off your masks.
It's my daddy's birthday. It's June 15th. It's my daddy's birthday. And I renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. Yeah, the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. Oh, they forgot to put the M there. Take down all the signs and redo it. And charge we, the stupid people of Slavelandia, about $20 million to do it. Yeah, when he declared you could open things up again, this is the clown that closed it all down. Yeah. Arrogant. Arrogant little boy. Look at his Dunkin' Donuts cup there. You drink that crap. Shows you what a crap head you are. And this story. You ready? They got one crucial factor in the city's economic trajectory, civic and business leaders say, is addressing safety concerns. Violent crime has risen since the pandemic hit. No, you pieces of scum. Not since the pandemic hit. Since the low-life moron imbeciles who closed down the joint caused crime to rise. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. You go to Midtown, man, it's drug town. Go down to Washington Square Park, it's crazy park. But I got to tell you, the vibe is really good in the city in a lot of places. People are coming back, but guess what? For rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent. For rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent. Yeah. People aren't coming back to work. They got about a 15% office occupancy rate. So we come back, we're going to talk about more. Because this economy, oh, the markets are up today. Wonder what it means. Hey, how about inflation? Where's gold going? Bitcoin, bye-bye, bye-bye-bye. We'll be right back. Remember, support InfoWars.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, and remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive, because they're locking down everything, man. Anyway, going back to what's going on, they're estimating in New York that only 62% of the office workers will return, mostly 3 days a week. This is the new abnormal. And I don't blame them, man. I wouldn't want to, you know, commute an hour and a half each way on the LIE. But this is going to go on all around the country. Less people are going to be commuting. So where is commercial real estate going to go? Well, read your Trends Journal. Well, this week's was only 149 pages. No advertisements. And how about with interest rates going up? Yeah, New York City lags behind other U.S. cities in getting workers to return to office. But even when you look at that number, the office rate in the state, around the states, is only around 31%. And most places rebuilt. And you see that picture? That's how ugly New York has become. All steel and glass crap. Ugly, ugly. One time the place had style. But style's gone. Yep. And we're going to get to that later, too. How style is dead in this country. And a lot of places. So what does it mean? Office buildings are opening up. Not all employees want to return. This is big stuff. It's not bad. There's good parts to it. It's a new world. Who would have thought that there'd be all this online education? Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age and die. I've been writing in my book, Trends 2000, 25 years ago, of Interactive U, Interactive University. The system we have stinks. It was created by the Germans, the Weimar Republic, at the beginning of the Industrial Age. People used to make all their own things by hand, and they became industry. So they took these people that couldn't work anymore making their own things because they couldn't afford to. They had competition wiped them out, mass production, and taught them how to read, write, and do math, and follow orders. So the new education system that has come about from this is big, and it's an entrepreneur opportunity, going back to working at home. You know, you have to commute every day in a lot of jobs. And it's going to be part of the 21st century. So what does it mean for commercial real estate? The places were overbuilt before. In New York, before this happened, East Side, West Side, all around the town, for rent in 2019, from the West Village up to Fifth Avenue, Madison area, Park, all over. So, major companies ask Colorado residents not to apply for remote positions. And they're not alone. Because what you have also, you got the bankster crowd. We wrote about this in the Trends Journal this past week. You got the guy from Morgan Stanley, Gorman. Or is it Horman? I'm not sure. He may have misspelled it. The chief executive of Morgan Stanley told investors and analysts this month, if you want to get paid in New York, you need to be in New York. And then you're hearing Blackstone. You're hearing J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, Jamie Cole, Jamie Crapp, Jamie Dimon, the head of the gangster bank that got, what did they get hit, like five times for fines and they still do business while we the little people get our, you know, chops busted for the minor crime that, oh, you were going 8 miles over the speed limit. Where were you? Stand on your head. How many drinks did you have? Repeat the outfit backwards. But slimers like Diamond and the rest, they get a free ride. Yeah. Trading practices. Not trading practices. This is, they rigged the precious metals market. Going back to them, they're pushing big time for employees to go back to work. You know why? You know why? Not because it's inefficient. No, because these scum loaned all the money to the big guys to build all these big buildings. And they want to get paid back because the floors are empty. I don't need 16 floors anymore. I only need 2. Subleases. Yeah, they're really hot now. These are the scum that are telling people, go back to work, go back to work. Yeah. Because they know how bad it is. And now it brings us back to the markets. You saw what happened last week. The bank stopped. Jerome Powell. Yeah. And one big club and you ain't in it. Remember, Jesus Christ, right? Makes his own whip. Drives the money changers out of the temple, has his last supper, and is hanging on a cross, is screwing with the banksters. They know how bad it is, and with interest rates going up, as Powell, who worked for the bankster clan, as well as Janet Yellen, who quit earlier so she can make millions of dollars, shooting off her blubber mouth. She never made any sense talking when she talked like this and about that, but gets paid like $270,000 to speak for an hour by the bankster clan. Yeah, they're all a member of that criminal group, the banksters, that have made the bigs bigger. The Blackstones, the Black Rocks, the Blacks, the J.P. Morgan Chases. One after another, they're buying up everything. Everything. Or we become our plantation workers of Slavelandia. They're going to do everything they can to reverse this trend, and it's not going to work. Even at a 10% loss of people coming back, you're losing hundreds of thousands of workers in New York. All the people that used to buy the bagels and the coffee and going out for drinks afterwards, they're gone. Yeah, interest rates would be good for the country, Treasury Secretary Yellen says. And then she backtracked on that in 60 seconds. Because all that debt I was talking about, guess what? As interest rates go up, that debt load goes up. And by the way, that debt load, it's submerging the emerging markets because they borrow that money in dollars. The greatest depression is on the way. It's in front of everybody's eyes. The gangster bandits are in a corner. How are they going to pull it out? How are they going to do a bankster, BlackRock, under fire amid reports, private equity? These are the, remember when the Citigroup, the criminals that Obama gave, like, $2.5 trillion to bail them out with the subprime mortgages, and then BlackRock went up and bought all those places where the people lost? They're doing it again. All the big firms. Again. It's one big club, and you ain't in it, said George Carlin. And this is the criminal club of the First Order. We've never seen anything like this before. They are in control of everything. A control of everything. The banksters, the military-industrial complex, and the drug lords, that morons and imbeciles and stupid little jerks that have been brainwashed in school called Big Pharma. It's big F-U. Yeah. We got some drugs to screw you up. Hey, how about a little opiates? Oh, they're fine. They're not addictive. Hey, would I lie to you? Do you buy the F-U? Movie?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Solente.
This town. And I was talking before about the markets. So let's get this straight. They closed down the country most of 2020. How could the equity markets go up? The reason the equity markets went up is the unprecedented amount of money the government and the Federal Reserve pumped into the system, keeping interest rates near zero. So the BlackRocks and all the big private equity groups, all the hedge funds, all the big dealers could gobble up company after company, borrowing money for virtually nothing. Artificially boosts the equity market. We are in front of our eyes. This is one is going to be the biggest market crash in history. Never before in front of our eyes has it been pumped up so artificially. Again, the trillions and trillions of dollars they pumped artificially into the system to prop it up, to make the bigs bigger and the richer richer. Again, the billionaires got $8 trillion richer during this time. And then that New York Times article I was writing about in New York, about the thousands of businesses, small businesses that have gone out of business. Gone. Because you're not essential. And let me tell you something. I'm the low-life piece of scum, arrogant crap daddy's boy from a state near you that I'm going to play governor. And I'm going to say who's essential and who's non-essential. You could go into Walmart, walk all over the places you want. You could go into Costco, you could go into Target, you could go into Kohl's, you could go anywhere. Kroger, it's okay. But can't go into that small shop over there. Nah, they're not essential. And we're going to make alcohol essential because they get a lot of taxes on alcohol. And we're politicians. We don't work a day in our lives. All we do and all we ever have done is suck off the public tit. So we need your tax money. That's an essential business. They have artificially propped up the markets to enrich the rich. Never before like it has ever been done. It's going to crash. You go back, read what we've been saying in the Trends Journal for several months. Listen to what I've been saying on InfoWars for several months. That inflation is real. The facts are there. All you have to do is live and go out and buy things and you know how bad it is. You don't need a lot of statistical data to support it, although it does. But yet, you have the bankster bandits shooting off their fat mouths, or I should say money mouths, like, what's his name over there, Jerome Powell, saying that, Big Short investor Michael Barry warns the mother of all crashes is coming. Little late. How long have we been saying this? How long? But hey, if he said it and I respect him, oh, then it's real. Anyway, you go back and listen to Powell the Fed chair shooting his mouth off month after month after month after month after month after month, all of them. And the media repeating it that inflation is only temporary. Oh, so lumber prices went way down. Yeah? But how much higher are they than where they were? Oh, they fell 50%, but they're still 50% higher? And they're going to stay in that range. So, I do not give financial advice. Today the markets are up sharply and gold took a nice spike up too. They're going to do everything they can to keep precious metals down. Just as the slimy, low-life pieces of garbage, scum, crap J.P. Morgan Chase did in rigging the precious metals market, that is not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact, as the InfoWars people just put it up before, about how they will find almost $1 billion, $900 million in 2019 or 2020, for screwing we the little people. So they made all this money. This is chump change to what they paid. So precious metals prices should be much higher. And as you well know, and I've long been saying, the crypto markets are going to keep rising until governments do what they can to shut them down. So today, Bitcoin had another big hit because China putting more pressure on them. But that doesn't mean it's over. And we have a lot of articles coming up. It was in last week's Trends Journal and the one going out tomorrow about Bitcoin, where Bitcoin is going. And before I forget, we're having a 4th of July festival for freedom, peace, and justice here at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, 2 p.m. And breaking news, Judge Andrew Napolitano from Fox News is going to be one of the speakers. As is Lynette Zhang and Patricia Finn, who's an attorney that knows a thing or two about getting vaxxed and why you shouldn't and don't have to. 4th of July, Sunday, the Four Corners of Freedom, Crown and John Street. I'm fighting for freedom, peace, and justice, and I need you to help. You can't win this battle alone. We have to unite. United we stand, divided we fall. So go to OccupyPeace.com, learn more about it, donate what you can, and of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal, and support InfoWars. Great products they have, particularly in this time, because when things go down, things are going to get ugly, and you better be prepared, because we're going to see a crash like we've never seen before. And you know what I say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. You're going to see crime go up, too. Oh, you remember those shortages that we had? Get ready for more. You ain't seen nothing yet. So those InfoWars stores products that you need to prep, they're prepping for you. So, get ready for the market crash. See where the cryptocurrencies are going to go up. As long as the governments don't keep pushing them down, they're going to be very volatile in the meantime. And we have the bottom line, by the way, in the Trends Journal, the bottom line for Bitcoin. If it hits that, breaks that point, I buy Bitcoin for a long time. We'll be back in a few. And remember, InfoWars stores. Protect yourself. Build your health. Get strong. Stay smart.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember what I said. We have to unite. United we stand, divided we fall. I didn't make that one up. It's a very simple one. And the way you help us to unite is to support InfoWars. And they have their final day sale coming up over here with up to 40% off on some great items. Plus, of course, free shipping, and you get double Patriot points. Look, there's only 3 days left of this. So, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, they told you that the introductory pricing of all these new InfoWars Life vitamins is not going to last long.
and these sales are finally coming to an end. So you only have until Wednesday to secure the three new Mega Immune Support formulas at a massive discount. You got InfoWars, Life, Whole Foods, multivitamins, 25% off introductory pricing. InfoWars, Life, Vitamin C plus Zinc, Marona Me, 25% off introductory pricing. InfoWars, Life, Vitamin D, 3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off, and it's introductory pricing. And you can even save more by purchasing them all together in the brand new Mega Immune Support Pack, available out of the gates at an unprecedented, you ready? 40% off. So InfoWars, New World, Whole Food Multivitamin, or I should say Whole Food Multivitamin, is sourced out of 100% high quality natural food sources. And their two new vitamin formulas are loaded with natural immune support boosters that many listeners have been asking for. So, while this first run is only a limited batch, InfoWars stores is still giving you 25% off out of the gate and a massive 40% off when you buy all three Mega Immune Support supplements together. And they expect to sell these out quickly. So now is the time to secure your order. It's going to be months before the next shipment arrives. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar as well as you and your family's health. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points right now and start supporting your natural immune system. Supporting your natural immune system. Well, I believe that's a conspiracy theory. You don't have to get in good health. You don't have to be in good health to beat the coronavirus. No, you need that shot. You need that shot up, you know, your what. Never a word from the prostitutes in the mainstream media about getting healthy. And as you well know, I've mentioned it before, one of my first books I worked on, didn't write it, Natural Healing, 1984, I began working on this book. Came out in 86. The total health and nutrition program that helps you keep your body disease-free every day of your life. What? You mean eating healthy and doing healthy things? No, you need that vax. It's a conspiracy theory to think differently. And vitamins don't count. No, I'm big pharma. You're drug lords. Anyway, talking about health, fitness, nutrition, the great products that they sell at InfoWars, and you see the people, the shape they're in, but look what shape America's now in. How about going to last Thursday's toilet paper record, the New York Times? This they call the business section. This stupid moronic stuff. Check these photos out. You see it? Victoria's Secret swaps angels for what women want. Look at this. I mean, I'm not talking about the color thing. We can't make it. How about black and white? But I mean, the chick in the middle, man, is not a picture of health. And they have the line under there. The lingerie brand tries to redefine not just the self, but the meaning of sexy. So I would say to anybody, person to person, man to man, women to women, go, I can't say the word, but it begins with an F and ends with a K, yourself. Don't you tell me this is sexy. This is the epitome of why the people dying from coronavirus that are not elderly with 2.6 comorbidities that are younger is type 2 diabetics and obesity. Only of which 42% of Americans are. 70% overweight, 42% obese, and these clowns are trying to tell me that this is sexy?
Who the hell do you think you're talking to? You're nothing but low-life scum that'll do anything to sell your product. Look at the junk that people are shoving down their throats. Look at the crap that people are eating. It all happened when fast food happened. Go back to my generation, 1969. Woodstock. Take a look at the pictures of Woodstock. People in their 20s. Look at the shape they're in. You don't see this, chooch. You want to look like that? Fine. But don't tell me this is sexy or healthy. Tell me this is America going down. And it's been going down a long time. And here's another article. Yeah, there it is. Look at them. Look at the shape of the people. Whole different world. Not anymore. Then you look at the Wall Street Journal. June 5th. You're going back to the office? What are you going to wear? And then they show you the photos of what it used to be in the 50s, in the 1960s, in the 70s, the early 90s, the late 90s. And here's the picture of the late 90s down the bottom here on the right. Look at the stupid little freaky cutzone, low-life scum, not a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive, tech slobs in their jeans and their t-shirts. Look how low this country's gone. And these are the freaks like that little Zuckerberg, and you take that S out or the Z out and throw in an F. Look at this clown. Look at Cook. Look what we've become. Fast food, high tech. High tech, no style, no sound, no vibe, no passion. Don't need it. No. For America to come back, we need a renaissance. Because art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. Not your digital crap. And I don't carry a cell phone. I got an old flip phone that I take with me when I used to travel by air, but won't anymore because I won't take the vax. So I tell the call, yeah, I'm at gate 7, pick me up. Because I know about radio frequency radiation and on and on. But anyway, they robbed us of our style. Fast food and the geeks. Could you get less stylish than the geeky freaks? Hard to do. A renaissance. Art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. Oh, by the way, the renaissance followed the Black Plague. That's right. See, renaissance follows the COVID war. We'll be right back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's against the law. What my mama saw, my papa saw. Yeah, goodbye, Rosie, queen of coronavirus. Oh, you got to change that name from Corona over there in Queens. You can't call it Corona anymore. Boy, it must have killed business over there. My father's side of the family, may they rest in peace. They lost their farm up in upstate New York, and they moved down to Corona back in the early 1900s. But I used to go to Corona all the time. Anyway, you know, we complain about the idiocy and morons running our government, but this is global. And that's why I'm starting this movement, the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. That any religion you believe in that supports freedom, peace, and justice, we have to come together. This is the breaking news out of Australia, the News Daily, just before I got on the air. Coronavirus restrictions are expected to be extended in New South Wales as a cluster continues to expand across Sydney. On Monday, state official
state health authorities. By the way, that's profanity. Calling these little lowlife pieces of scum authorities a health authority. Screw you. They're little pieces of crap, bureaucratic garbage that sucks their way into the political system. And by the way, did you see the thing now with the latest Juneteenth? The federal employees get 44 paid holidays. Get it in your head, everybody. You see, scum politicians, they bring their buddies in and they keep them in office because they keep voting for them and create jobs for them. Anyway, going back to this stupid crap going on in New South Wales, Premier Gladys Bjerknoff indicated the rules which have been imposed for just a few days were likely to be extended to fight the Sydney COVID cluster. Ooh, the Sydney COVID cluster. And then this, I'm reading this because this is the scum, the prostitutes, that repeat this crap spewing out of the mouths of these politicians without looking at the evidence. She goes on to say, I can foreshadow that it's likely we will have to continue with the existing settings in place past Wednesday night. Two more COVID-19 cases were detected in the community on Monday, bringing the total number of infections connected to 11. Victoria records one new case of COVID as Sydney on edge as list of exposure sites grows. Okay. Australia. 25 million people. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. What is that, 17 months? The grand total of deaths in Australia, according to Worldometer, 910. 910 deaths in 17 months out of 27 million people, and I believe the average age is about, it's well over 80 years old. We had it in last week's Trends Journal. I can't remember the number right off. And they're locking down cases. And then, of course, this just came out today. It's been reported before. It's been on InfoWars. And Watson has been reporting on it continually. It was published June 19th. A new German study confirms and explains the failure of PCR mass testing. And it goes on and on. They're useless. Useless. But yet, all this article is written about by the prostitutes is the fear of the virus. And now, get ready. Things are going to cool down. The economy is going to boom back. I said this in the beginning. No question about it. If it's down, it's going to come back up. Well, what's been lost is lost. And as I showed you before, yep, there it is. Test was flawed, but released it anyway. That was last year. It just keeps going on and on. And again, going back to what's going to happen with the economy, it's going to come back. But as I showed you, they showed you before in InfoWars, what is it, 100,000? I think 90,000 restaurants have been closed down for good. 90,000. So it's going to be a temporary boom. And then you have this stuff coming out, hotel industry. This is by the Chip Rogers, president of the CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. In response to increasing vaccination rates across the country in our workforce, and consistent with the CDC and OSHA guidance, the hotel industry supports vaccinated employees being given the choice whether to continue wearing face masks in accordance with state and local laws. So you got to wear face masks if you don't get the vax. And then there's that picture in Al Jazeera today showing little kids, little tiny kids, looks like they're in kindergarten, wearing face masks in school. What will public school look like for U.S. students this fall? Look at this stupid photo that you can't make up to show you what insane imbeciles are running and destroying our lives and sucking the joy out of life and infusing fear in little children and adults. The chances of young people getting the virus are next to none. The recovery rate for people 1 to 20 years old, according to the CDC, is only 99.997%. Yet they're forcing them to get vaccinated, forcing them to wear masks for a virus, if the virus, you know, is what it is doing what it does. Why are they doing this? Look at that poor little kid's eyes. Look at the eyebrows. Look at the sadness. Look at the confusion. And look at the stupid jerk putting the mask on the kid. You're too damn stupid to read the facts. No, facts don't count. I believe in Andy Cuomo. I believe in Gottschalk Gavin. No, no, no. No, no, no. Witless Whitmere's for me. Whiny DeWine in Ohio. How about Hogan, the fat daddy's boy out of Maryland? Another boy that's been sucking off the public tit, telling people what to do. This big slob talking about health. And one of the first to lock it down. Facts don't matter. Today is an important day in history that no one's talking about. June 22nd, 1941, the Nazis, in Operation, what a wonderful name, Barbarossa, launched the war into Eastern Europe against the Soviet Union. After they made a deal with the Soviet Union, they wouldn't do it. You know how many Eastern Europeans were killed? 30 million. 30 million. You don't learn about this in school. All you learn about is to hate the Russians because right after the war, they started the Cold War. The Russians helped America win World War II. Remember, they were in Germany first. 30 million Eastern Europeans dead. But they sold us the Cold War. I'm mentioning this because of all the news of Biden meeting Putin. And what was it? Nothing. In this report, they had 5.7 million Soviet prisoners. 3 million died in prison. So it's a time to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. So join me on July 4th with Judge Andrew Napolitano and others at the Four Corners of Freedom.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.